This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can I read Quran out loud in my Nafil prayers? So the recitation of the Prophet ﷺ out loud or silently is a sunnah. It's not one of the wajibat or one of the obligatory things of the prayer. So technically speaking, if a person recited out loud in Dhuhr and Asr and silently in Fajr, Maghrib and Isha, even in the obligatory prayers, that's not going to require any type of compensation or expiation or sajd al-sahw at the end, a prostration of forgetfulness. It's a sunnah of the prayer. Obviously, we should try to follow the sunnah unless there is some reason not to. So let's say, for example, for the obligatory prayers, you are praying Maghrib and Isha in a place where you reciting out loud will distract someone next to you, or you're in a public place and you don't feel like it's the right place to do so. So you recite in a muted voice, a very low voice, or silently as a whole. All of that is fine within the Aitan. When it comes to the Nafil prayers, the best thing to do with the Nafil prayers, according to most of the scholars, is to follow the pattern of the Prophet ﷺ. What the pattern of the Prophet ﷺ appears to be is that he would recite loud in the night and silently in the day. So Fajr is a night prayer, if you think about it, when it's prayed, and Maghrib and Isha are as well. And the Prophet ﷺ certainly in his Qiyam tended to recite out loud. Whereas if the Prophet ﷺ prayed a sunnah during the day, then he tended to follow the same pattern of the obligatory prayers as well. However, let's say that I'm trying to memorize the Qur'an, or I want to practice my tajweed, or I want to do something that that is very specific. It's okay then to read out loud, especially during the day Nafil prayers, when that's not necessarily the norm according to the many scholars. But if you want to practice your memorization, your tajweed, or what may be, or you feel greater focus in doing so, then inshallah ta'ala it will be rewardable as well. Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.